Blue Nose Audio presents Losing Neverland, written by Evelyn Montgomery, performed by Maxine Mitchell and Joe Arden. For the girl who never wants to grow up and still leaves their window open at night while dreaming of flying amongst the stars to a world filled with make-believe with a boy they can't help but love.
A boy who has magic in his eyes and danger in his soul.
For the girl who still believes in thinking happy thoughts, even if sometimes it takes just a little bit of pixie dust. This one's for you.
Introduction. This book is a retelling of the story Peter and Wendy by J.M. Barrie. Triggers contain underage sex, graphic violence, strong language, explicit sexual scenes, kidnapping, non-con, dubcon, and child endangerment concerning drug abuse. Reader discretion is advised. Two is the beginning of the end. Peter and Wendy by J.M. Barrie.
Chapter 1. Wendy. There was never a simpler, happier family until the coming of Peter Pan. Peter and Wendy, J.M. Barrie. I jump as thunder crashes outside the large Victorian window across the room. Rain pelts angrily against the glass. A bright flash of lightning illuminates the space. The accompanying thunder rumbles through the night, filling the air with its raging growl. My body shivers. A tingling feeling starts at the base of my spine and immediately travels north, spreading across my skin in an all-knowing way I haven't felt in years. Someone's here. Another flash, another crash of thunder, and I spin around quickly as a dark figure scurries across a different window on the left side of the room. My hand trembles as I grab the knob to the drawer of the desk behind me, the one that keeps my letter opener, my only defense against the unknown tonight. But is it really unknown when this foreign feeling is something I've wished for, dreamed of, obsessed about for years since the last time I felt it? Since the last time I felt him. I push the yearning, the wanting, the desire aside, replacing it with the rage that's built since he's been gone. He'd never return, never come back. It's just my imagination. Isn't it? Sweat breaks out across my skin as I worry my bottom lip between my teeth. Slowly, I pull the drawer behind me open as another flash of lightning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?